You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Washington Nationals. I'm Tim McMaster. The Nats have made it official with Max Scherzer, signing the righty to a 7-year deal. The Cy Young Award-winning pitcher met the media Wednesday in Washington alongside Nationals President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Mike Rizzo and Manager Matt Williams.
Well, it's a big day here at Nats Park. It is my extreme pleasure to introduce to the Washington, D.C. community one of the finest right-handed pitchers in all of baseball and a fine gentleman in his own right, Max Scherzer. These opportunities don't come up every day with players of this caliber and with an ownership group with the willingness to put themselves out there and acquire us a player of this ilk. So it is my extreme pleasure to welcome Erica and Max to the Washington, D.C. family and to the Washington Nationals family. And we couldn't be happier to have Max in the fold. With that said.
Before we get started, Max, if you wouldn't mind making your way to the right of the stage, we'll make this official.
Get a jersey to put on.
Sure. There we go.
We'll open it up for questions now. Bill Ladson.
Max, congratulations. My first question is, what were the reasons that made you decide to sign with the Nationals?
It's pretty easy, and it's one, winning. I think this team is capable of winning, and winning a lot. So when you look at the near term and long term, this is an organization you want to be a part of. Mike has been an architect here of creating a team that, has been at the bottom and is now creating a team that is poised to be at the top. And that's something as a player, looking from afar, something that I was obviously able to see and be able to see the run of success. And so obviously when, the Nationals start knocking on your door, this is a team you want to be a part of. And you start having conversations with the Lerner family and understand their commitment to excellence and their commitment to winning. That lines up right with what I want to do. I want to win, and that's why I'm here.
Please wait for the microphone before you ask your question.
This one's for Mike. The starting rotation for the Nationals was already, by all accounts, a strength. Coming into this offseason, what made you want to improve it even more?
Well, I would say that whenever you can acquire a player of Max Scherzer's ability level, character, and toughness on the mound, those opportunities are few and far between. We saw a player that we were extremely interested in. He fits all the criteria that we're looking for in a Washington Nationals type of player. He's good between the lines. He's a tough guy. He gets after it. He takes the ball. He attacks hitters. And then in the clubhouse, magnificent teammate in the community, does nothing but impress everybody he touches. And he's a guy that you can't ask for more. He's the type of guy we're looking for, and he's the guy that we went after very aggressively, and we strengthened the strength. And who wouldn't want Max Scherzer on their club?
Dave.
Max, it's Dave Owens from CBS 9 here in town. A couple of things, or just one. Take me through the process, because you had obviously other opportunities. I mean, as you kind of went through this thought process, when did you know that this was a good fit? And Mike or Matt, I know you guys talk about the man sometime, and you talk about having your kind of guys on this team, and I just wonder if you could elaborate just on how Max fits into that profile.
Well, he's everybody's kind of guy. I mean, he's got great ability. He's got great work ethic. He's a great teammate, and he gets after it. And he's a winner. And we like to think that we attract that type of player, and we certainly landed one in Max.
For me, obviously, once Jeremy kind of came around, there were more teams in contact, and there was different opportunities that arose. However, when throughout the contact, when the Nationals started knocking on the door, that was a conversation I had with Scott, saying this is definitely a destination I want to play in. This is a team that, like I said, can win now and can win in the future. And that's something when you're signing up for 7 years that you want to be a part of. Winning cures everything, and this is definitely a type of organization I want to be a part of. So that, you know, that I wanted to continue these type of negotiations with the Washington Nationals because I believe in the Lerner family and what they're committed to.
Mike, this is for you. When did you guys really start aggressively pursuing Max? Was he someone that was on the whole radar the entire offseason, or was this something that really picked up of late?
Well, 06, I see he was on my radar, and that's when I started loving him. So, we have a grand plan coming into each offseason, and there's different routes to get to where you want to be, and there's we had different options and opportunities, and the talks. I guess the plan was laid at the beginning of the offseason and came to fruition. In the last 3-4 weeks or so.
Max, when Mr. Boras came to you and told you the number that the Nationals were going to sign for you, what was your initial reaction when you heard that?
Yeah, it was jaw-dropping. I mean, you just can't even fathom it sometimes. You work so hard put yourself in this position. And, you know, for me, like I said, it's all about winning, but I don't play this game for money. But yet, at the same time, when you have an offer like that, it just makes you go, wow. So, I'm very fortunate to be in this position, very fortunate that they want to commit that type of dollar amount to me.
Do you remember when he called you and told you that what you did exactly is, I mean, do you call someone right away? Do you celebrate? Like, what do you do?
No, he told me you can't tell anybody. So I had to keep it to myself. I had to just tell my wife. And, it was a wild moment. So I was very happy.
Matt, this question is for you. Just your reaction, obviously, you have plenty of weapons, in the cupboard to add Max to that. What does that do from a manager's perspective?
Well, to be able to put any of those names down every fifth day is a privilege for anybody. But what it does is it just allows us, to have a better chance of winning. As Max said, he wants to win. We desperately want to win. Jason's with us today. He wants to win desperately. And it's important to us. So we're glad to have him. We're anxious to get to spring training. I know he is. Give you an idea of the type of competitor Max is. Take you back to Montgomery, Alabama in 2007. He was a young Double A pitcher, and I was his manager. And every minor league starting pitcher has a pitch count. His was 100. He had 97 pitches. I went out to the mound and told him he's got 3 pitches to get this last guy out, and he was done. And he reared back and went 97, 98, 99 to strike him out. So that's the kind of guy that you see up here. He hasn't changed since then, and he won't change now. He's a bulldog. We're going to be happy to give him the ball every fifth.
Bill?
This is for Mike and one for Max. Max, how much would you like to see Pfister and Zimmerman stay with this team beyond this year? And for Mike, by getting Scherzer, does this mean you're going to keep the team intact like Desmond and Zimmerman? Are these guys going to be here for spring training and opening day?
For me personally, of course you want to see guys like that. You always want good players on your team. You want, and when you speak of Pfister and Zimmerman, those are really highly talented pitchers. So going forward, of course, you want to see him on your ball club. But at the end of the day, Mike's the architect here. He understands what pitchers he has coming on the way and what's best for the team. So, that's where he's going to make this type of decision.
And what was the second part of that? It was so long ago, I forgot. About moving the other pieces. With the acquisition of Max, the ownership has allowed us to do our business in the best way we can as far as the baseball side goes. They've given us all the ammunition that we need to put together a quality team. Nothing has changed in regards to any other player on the roster. We make good baseball decisions based on baseball evaluations, and money does not come into play. We love the team that we have right now. We feel that it's a really good, capable ball club. and we're looking to better ourselves each and every day.
Max, I understand you're rejoining Doug Pfister as a teammate. What are your thoughts on that? Did you talk to him or any other Nationals players before you signed? And also, what do you think about coming back to the National League, having a hit and things like that?
Yeah, after I signed, Pfister reached out to me and sent me a couple text messages, and I was obviously, you know, happy to rejoin him because he's a really good pitcher. I mean, there's a lot of things you can learn from, even myself. But I was also working out with Matt Thornton as well, and the next day we were just joking all the different things, and I was kind of picking his brain the previous week, like how's the clubhouse and all the little things that go on you know, different things throughout the year. So, you know, I feel very comfortable about joining this clubhouse.
For Mike, what do you remember about Max before the draft and as a prospect starting out with Arizona, and how have you seen him develop since then?
Well, I saw Max twice as an amateur, and the first time he didn't fare that well, but loved the competitiveness, loved the way he attacked hitters, and just loved the demeanor on the mound. I mean, he was pouring fastballs into these right-handed hitters, and, you know, the stuff was there. That was pretty easy, pretty evident that he's got power stuff. But really, what really affected me in a positive light was I saw a guy there that was struggling a little bit, but made no excuses and just got after it. And the second time when I went back to see him, it was a 180, and it was a very, very easy game to scout. And he was an extremely easy player to take at 11 in the draft that year.
Chelsea. Mike, this is also for you again. I know a lot of people are reluctant to give these long-term deals to pitchers at this age, and I wonder what you saw in Max that made you comfortable going this route with him.
Well, you know, he's a durable pitcher. He's, if I'm not mistaken, he's never been on a DL in the last 5 years, and takes the ball whenever it's given. And he's a horse. He's got the makeup and character to take things deep into games, if asked to. For a 30-year-old pitcher, has thrown really very little amount of innings and pitches for a pitcher that had the success he's had at the ages he had. So we feel that we've got a young 30-year-old arm with a lot of mileage left on the tires, and a guy that's going to take us into competitive games for a very, very long time. And to answer your question, he can really hit too, by the way. He is a good hitter.
The new-look Nationals rotation will certainly be a force to be reckoned with in the NL East. For MLB.com Extras, I'm Tim McMaster. Thanks for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.